Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, child of God. Amen. Welcome once again to another session with Morning Glory with the Apostle. Yours truly, Eldon A. Curry. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabba sa ta ta da bo kun da rabba sa. Somebody give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Come on and clap those hands. Come on and worship him in the presence, in the glory of the Lord. Come on and give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. We thank you for your praise, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord, for being so good to us. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, God, all the honor, Lord God, for it belongs to you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us all night long and not letting no hurt, no harm, no danger befall us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ra-ra-ra-ba, si-ki, ta-ra-ra-ra-ba, sando. Hallelujah, God. Ra-ba, si-ki, ta-ra-ra-ra-ba-kun, da-ra-ba-sa. E-ki, ta-ra-ra-ra-ba-kun, da-ra-ra-ra-ba-san-di-di-o-she. Han-da-ra-ra-ra-ba-si-ki, ta-ra-ra-ra-ba-kun, da-ra-ba-si-ki, ta-ra-ra-ra-ba-shande. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your voice this morning and give God praise. Somebody lift your voice this morning and give God glory. Somebody lift your voice this morning and let him know that you love him. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you the praise. Come on, somebody, give God glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know there's none like him, come on, give him the glory. If you know that nobody woke you up this morning but him, come on and give him the glory. Hallelujah. If you know that you woke up in your right mind this morning, come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. If you woke up with no aches and no pains, come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. And even if you did wake up with a pain or ache, come on and give him glory, because he's able to remove it. Thank you, Lord, for your glory this morning. We give you honor, God. We reverence you. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yahshua. Bless his holy name this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. This is another morning that the Lord has blessed us with the privilege to give him the first fruit of our morning. How many know that morning glory is about giving God the first fruit of our morning? Come on here, somebody. By giving him the first fruit of our morning, we cancel every assignment of the enemy. Amen. We cancel every assignment of the devil. Amen. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his imps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of his fallen angels. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is so great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the glory of God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare in the glory of God that when the enemy come in like a flood, that the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We decree and declare in the glory of God that whatever our hands touch, they shall prosper. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. Come on and bless the name of Yahshua HaMashiach this morning. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Oh, child of God, while the anointed of God, hallelujah, is falling like rain this morning. Hallelujah. Don't you know that we were created to give him glory? God made us, hallelujah, just so we could give him glory, just so we could give him praise, just so we could show forth his goodness, just so his presence can live
within us. Somebody give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. God got good things on his mind toward you. And God is saying as we give him the glory, it's going to bring us into the place that we need to be in order to see him. I mean, you know, that this morning that we want to see his glory, see his goodness, see his praise, see his presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we bless God this morning. We bless the name of Yahshua HaMashiach this morning. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. You know our opening scripture. You know the scripture that we start from, child of God. Amen. Psalms 63:1. Amen. Come on and jump in Psalms 63:1. You know this is our foundation of scripture. Amen. Beginning with verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads. He says, O God, thou art my God. O God, thou art my God. And so this morning we're making it personal to the Lord. Lord, you're my God. Hallelujah. You're the one that's personal for me. I know that you created everybody. I know that you're everywhere at the same time. But this morning, I just want to give you praise for being my personal God. Somebody give God praise for being their personal God. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Amen. The psalmist is saying, because you're my God, early will I seek thee. Early will I chase after thee. Amen. That's because there is an urgency in your spirit to get to him. Come on here, somebody. There's an urgency in your soul, hallelujah, that you need to get to him, hallelujah. There's an urgency, amen, in your flesh that you need to get to the Messiah, that you need to get to Yahshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, because in his presence there is healing. In his presence there is deliverance. In his presence, amen, there is everything that we need, amen, concerning us. But we just got to get in the presence. And so the psalmist says, I'm going to seek you early, Lord, because I want to be with you. Glory to God. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give God glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Then the psalmist said, my soul thirsteth for thee. How many of you would say this morning, Apostle, my soul is thirsty for the Lord. I need a drink from the Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need him to do something for me. Amen. My soul is thirsty for the living God. Come on here, somebody. For the living God. Somebody give God praise for the living God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Because you want to be in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, David said that in his presence there is fullness of joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That when we get in the presence of the Lord, amen, the joy of the Lord meets us in his presence. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And we know that we can't be depressed in the presence of the Lord. We can't be worried in the presence of the Lord. Why? Because his presence will bring forth his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when I get in the presence of the Lord, amen, everything that I'm facing don't even matter because his presence overshadows everything. Come on here, somebody. And so therefore now the joy of the Lord is meeting me in the presence of the Lord, and that's why I have joy. And the Bible says joy unspeakable and full of glory, joy. Come on here, somebody. And full of glory, full of praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So when I get in his presence, amen, his presence make me want to praise him. Somebody right now begin to give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're in the glory of the Lord. You're in the presence of the Lord. Come on and give him praise. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise this morning. Hallelujah. And see, a lot of us, we've been going to church for years and hearing the saying, come on, give God the glory. Come on and give God the glory. But nobody ever told us how to give him the glory. What do the glory represent? Amen. The glory represents his presence, his praise. Come on and give God the praise, is what they were saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. For his goodness and his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, glory is threefold: goodness, presence, praise. Say that out loud. The glory is his goodness, his presence, and his praise. So we thank God this morning for his goodness and his presence and his praise this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody give it to him. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Then the psalmist says, my soul thirsteth for thee. And then he says, my flesh longeth for thee. Man, how many know that when the soul begins to thirst, that the flesh will begin to long for the presence of God? Amen. And this is what the psalmist was saying. He said, Lord, I want your presence. I need your presence. Hallelujah. He says, for thee in a dry and thirsty land. When the land is dry and thirsty, that means there's no presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The land needs the presence of God, because without the presence of God, we have nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need his presence in order to be able to make it. We can't make it without his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. When the psalmist says where there's no water is, there's no presence. Hallelujah. There's no word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no word. Amen. Glory to God. We need the word in order to live. How many of you know that the Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God? So every time God gives us a word, beloved, then we're able to live. We are able to be conscious of who we are, because the word of God makes us who we are. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. We need the word. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that you won't see the glory until the word becomes flesh? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need the glory of God. Come on here, somebody, and give God a praise. Come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We do worship the Lord this morning. We thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. Somebody just need to just have a thank you in their spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God will. Amen. He will continue to show his kindness to us. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And the psalmist says in verse 3, he says, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. He's saying the loving kindness of you, Lord, is better than life itself. Amen. We need the loving kindness of God in order to live, beloved. We can't live without his love. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is love? And God shows us love every morning. Amen. The psalmist says, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. God is great and he is faithful to us. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto us. Come on here, somebody. He's faithful in the good times. He's faithful in the bad times. He's faithful. And his faithfulness never changes. Come on and give God praise for his faithfulness. Come on and give God praise for his glory this morning. Hallelujah, God. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift you up, Lord. And we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise this morning, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many of you are excited and happy now that you understand what the glory of God really is? Because Because the glory of God really is his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Really is his praise. Come on here, somebody. The glory of God really is his presence. Come on here, somebody. And as long as I stay obedient to God and I walk in love, come on here, somebody, and I stay in prayer, then the glory of God would never leave. Beloved, I'm going to give you the key to the three things that we need to do in order for the glory of God to stay with us. We got to walk in love. We got to walk in prayer. And we got to walk in obedience for the glory of God to stay upon us. Walk in love. Walk in prayer. And walk in obedience. And the glory of God would never leave you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a shout. Nabasando. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How many of you this morning want the glory of God to rest on your life? Lord, rest on me today, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your glory rest on me, Lord. I just want to feel your presence on me, God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you that as we walk in obedience, that you will allow your glory to rest upon us. We give you praise and honor this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands in the presence, in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We reverence you this morning, God. Hallelujah. 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 This morning, Lord, we cancel every assignment, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Somebody thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Somebody thank God, hallelujah, for his presence. Somebody thank God for his praise this morning. Hallelujah. How many know that the Lord is praiseworthy? He's worthy of praise. And every time we praise him, we show forth his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 66 right quick. It says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The joyful noise is the noise that is joyful about God. Come on here, somebody. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, all ye people. Come on here, somebody, that belong to him. Then verse 2 says, sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody's that is full of the joy of the Lord. Come on and sing unto God right now. Amen. God will give you a song to sing. You ain't got to worry about, Lord, you know, what am I going to sing? No, God will give you a song to sing unto him, to bless his name. Because God wants all the glory out of us. Come on here, somebody. And as we praise and worship him, that's when we give God the best of what we have in glorifying him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to praise him, because praise is calmly, it's wonderful for the upright. Hallelujah. I want to encourage somebody too. Amen. In Psalms 1. As we go to Psalms 1. Is everybody there? Amen. Psalms 1. Verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. How many know that when you got the glory on you, that you got to watch where you walk. Come on here, somebody. God tells us that we are blessed when we don't walk in the counsel or in the wisdom of the ungodly. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the ungodly do not know the wisdom of God. Come on here, somebody. And it's not good to walk with people who are not walking with God. Come on here, somebody. Come on, child of God. Hallelujah. We got to let people go who are not walking in the counsel of the wisdom of the Almighty God. Because the psalmist says we are blessed when we do that. Amen. That's why we got to come together more so. Even right now, child of God, it's of the utmost importance that we come together. Amen. Why? Because these are the last and evil days. And God is saying, I want my people to come together. Hallelujah. So you got to watch where you walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you got to watch where you stand. It says, no, standeth in the way of sinners. We got to get out of the way of sinners. We got to get out of the way of people that want to do or be disobedient to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those who don't want to accept God as their Savior. Those who don't want to accept God as their King. God, are those who don't want to accept God as their ruler, as their master, as their Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, don't stand in the way of sinners. Sometimes, child of God, you got to know when to step out the way and let people do what they want to do. Amen. If they don't want to serve God, we can't pull nobody into the kingdom. We can only tell them about the kingdom. We can't pull them into the kingdom, but we can tell them about the goodness of the kingdom and show them how awesome our Father is through us. How many know that when we show people the glory of God, that it will draw people? Come on here, somebody. We're trying to use everything to draw people but the glory of God. Come on here, somebody. If we don't use the glory of God to draw people, then that's when we compromise by trying to use the things of the world to draw people into the things of God. How many know that the things of the world and the things of God don't mix? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The word of God says, he says in his word, he said, if I be lifted up, amen, I will draw all men unto me. Come on here, somebody. If we want to draw people, then we need to lift Yahshua up. Come on here, somebody. If we lift him up, then God says, I'll do the drawing. I'll draw people to you, but you got to lift me. Somebody give God praise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is showing us how to lift him so we can draw people in. Amen. And then they will want to come into what? The glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for his glory. Hallelujah. Rabba Siki. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It is God's glory, amen, that makes it possible to draw people in. Then he says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So he's already told me to watch where I walk. He's already told me don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He's already told me don't stand in the way of sinners. Now he's telling me do not sit in the seat of the scornful. Scornful are those who hate God, are those who don't like God, those who have nothing good to say about God. Hallelujah. God says, don't sit in the seat. Don't sit down with them. Amen. Why? Because the wrath of God is against them. And you don't want what's coming to them to fall on you. So, amen. God is saying we got to watch where we sit. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to watch where we sit, beloved. Amen. We can't sit everywhere. It ain't for us to sit anywhere. Because God is saying, watch where you sit. Hallelujah. Watch who you allow to sit around you. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. So if I'm watching where I walk, and I'm watching where I stand, and I'm watching where I sit, then the Lord says in verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. His delight is in the law of the Lord. So the law is what makes us happy. We delight in the law because the law keeps me where I need to be with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Well, somebody might say, well, now the law is in the Old Testament. But notice what Yahshua said in the New. He said, I come not to destroy the law, but to do what? Fulfill it. Come on here, somebody. I'm the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. And so the fulfillment of the law will keep us in a place with God to where we can obey God. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. So God is saying we got so much delight in the law is because we meditate day and night. We're always thinking about the law. Amen. God, the law is always on our mind. Come on here, somebody. So we give God praise this morning, and we give God glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. So we give him the praise this morning. But the Bible said, amen, in verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted, glory to God, by the rivers of water. Come on here, somebody. That means nothing will be able to move you. When a tree is planted, that means that tree has taken up root in that place. Amen. It means that the tree cannot be moved. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody this morning, say, neighbor, I cannot be moved. Come on here, somebody. I will not be moved by the things that are going on in this world. I will not be moved, amen, by all the negative reports I hear. Amen. I will not be moved by negative people, negative friends. Come on here, somebody. I will not be moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. In other words, I'm not going to miss my season, beloved, to bear fruit. I'm going to bear my fruit in my season. Glory to God. Amen. I want to tell some people this morning, amen, that it is your season to bear fruit. It is your season to bring forth the things of God. It is your season, come on here, somebody, that God has picked, amen, for you to prosper, for you to have increase on your life, for you to have wealth on your life, for you to have the best, for you to walk in abundance in your life. So God is saying, praise me. Give me the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me your praise, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is your season. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to speak blessings over you this morning. Amen. Amen. I want to say to you, walk in the glory this morning. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you this morning. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And know that you have victory through the glory. Hallelujah. Until the next morning session. Amen. Of morning glory. Stay blessed. Amen. Continue to walk in obedience and walk in love. Amen. I love you. This is your apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Amen. The glory, the morning glory of God. Hallelujah. Let God be exalted. Hallelujah. And we give God the praise this morning. For the enemy is a defeated foe. Amen. Peace and blessings to all. Shalom in Hotep. Amen. To everyone that is under the sound of my voice. And may the Lord continue to bless you in his glory. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise, beloved. Come on and give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your high name, Lord. We lift you up and we give you the praise. Hallelujah and the glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you.